Every play of OG Titan basketball is here on 106.3 The Fox.
Welcome back to the Value City Arena and the Schottenstein Center. Ottawa Glendorf proudly putting on their state championship t-shirts over on the far side of the floor. They defeat the Garraway Pirates today 62-44. Your final score on the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard. And with that, the season comes to a close in the best possible way that it can. A Division III state title for Ottawa Glendorf. As the runner-up medals being handed out to the Pirates right now, let's take a look at the scoring breakdown in this game. In the first quarter, the Titans got out to another fast start, up 9-1 at one point, but the Pirates would pull back to within 6 by the end of the first quarter, up 18-12 on the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard at that point. In the second quarter, though, the Titans would put up 17 to the Pirates 11 to double their lead out to 12, 35-23 at the break. In the third quarter, Ottawa Glendorf adding 6 more points to the lead, putting up 14 to the Pirates 8 in that quarter, 49-31 after 3 quarters of play. And then from that, the Titans never would let the Pirates get close again. They would put up 15 to Garraway's 13 in the fourth and final quarter for the 18-point victory here today. Excuse me, they both put up 13 there in the fourth quarter. Again, the final score, 62-44 on the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard. We'll take another break when we come back. A look at today's numbers in the state championship game. Keep it right here on 106.3 The Fox.
The Supreme Court rules on 106.3 The Fox.
Welcome back into the Live at Memorial Health System postgame show here on 106.3 The Fox. Ottawa Glendorf Division III state champions in boys basketball, knocking off the Garraway Pirates in the final game of the season. Final score 62-44 on the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard as the Titans prepare to receive their state champion medals. Listen to the Titan crowd as they salute their team. An unbelievable run for this Ottawa Glendorf squad who, after midway point, people said they had to get it together. Well, they got it together. An impressive win over Archbold there at about the midway point of the season. They corralled it into 16 wins in their last 17 games, Butch.
Butt kicking by the hands of Sean. They took on the state champions in Division III and pretty much gave them a good licking. And the Titans recovered from that. The way Josh Leslie put it that night, you know, they were just a great team that night. What were we going to do there? Clicking on all cylinders. So Titans, you know, they looked past that. They forgot about that game about as quick as it was over and got ready for tournament. And what a tournament run it was. More or less than impressive showing at Finley in the sectionals against Lakota and Bluffton. And then they seemed to gather steam. Obviously, when they got to Elida, a place they love to play, and the St. Henry victory just kind of catapulted them into the regionals and an impressive regional run. And here they are. They found themselves at state. Pinch them. Wake up now. They're here. And not only that, they're state champions.
If there's a basketball heaven, it's got to feel a little bit like this, I imagine.
I agree. And people are still wondering, how did they get here? How did they win the state championship? Well, they did it with teamwork and good execution. And never underestimate the coaching job that Coach Leslie did and his staff, Coach McLaughlin, Coach Shoemaker, Coach Dexterity. They put it all together in the last month or so of the season, and this is the result, a state championship.
Absolutely. We'll wait just a few moments here on our stats as we'll try and get the audio of the OHSAA commissioner as he gets set to salute the Ottawa Glendorf Titans on their state championship win here today. The team members getting their medals right now, wearing their state championship t-shirts, and a sea of blue and gold flanking them from behind. A lot of people making the trip down to Columbus, and we appreciate those of you who are unable to make it here for listening to the game here on 106.3 The Fox, and probably a lot on 106.3thefox.com, because it looks like the towns of Ottawa Glendorf might be empty right now.
And you can archive it and pick it up later if you want to do that as well. I'm sure some of the players will download it, those key moments, and just have this as a treasure forever.
Always will be able to remember it. All right, here we go. Here comes the address from the commissioner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Josh Leslie was just given his state championship medal as well. Let's see if we can get this audio for you.
Yeah.
Dorf, the Titans, the Division III state champions in boys high school basketball, and having one of the best feelings of their lives right now. As we welcome you back in here to the Lima Memorial Health Systems post-game show, let's take a look at today's numbers. And we'll start off with a look at the team numbers here. Butch Lammers joins me.
All right, rebounds. Again, rebounds sometimes overrated. This is not the story today. Titans got out-rebounded. Got out-rebounded big there for a while. 25 rebounds on the afternoon, evening for the Titans. 21 on the defensive end. 4 on the offensive end. Their total, 25. For Garraway, 32 rebounds. So they out-rebound the Titans by 7. 14 rebounds for on the offensive end. 18 on the defensive end for the Sugar Creek Garraway Pirates. 32-25 rebounding edge to Garraway. Let's go to turnovers. Titans cranking up the pressure, especially in that first half. Created 13 first-half turnovers, built themselves a nicely 19 in the ballgame. 14 turnovers for Ottawa-Glandorf, 7 in each half. From the field, Titans shot it well all day. Ended up shooting 56.1% for the day, 23 of 41. They did that on 18 of 31 from two-point, 5 of 10 from behind that three-point line, and together 23 of 41. From the foul line, 11 of 26, 69% for Ottawa-Glandorf, well over their season average. For Sugar Creek, they were 31% shooting on the afternoon overall, 16 of 51. They did that on 15 of 38 from two-point, just 1 of 13, Doug, 8% from the three-point line. Together, 31%. So a poor afternoon of shooting from that three-point line. Titans a great job, though, of getting a hand in the face every time out there. 11 to 13 from the free throw line, 85% for Garraway.
Thank you very much, Butch. Now a look at the individual scoring numbers. Ottawa-Glandorf, two players in double figures, led by Jake Meyer with the game-high 21 points today. Also in double figures for the Titans, Justin Shoemaker had himself 15. Also in the scoring column for the Titans today, 9 points for Taylor Coleman, 6 for Taylor Puttis, 6 for Colton Everett, 3 for Luke Bellman, and 2 for Brent Coleman from the charity stripe. Taking a look now at the Garraway Pirates shooting numbers and their individual scoring. They were led by Tyler Gerber, no surprise, with 15. Paul Huntingford had 12 for the Garraway Pirates, 7 for Devin Shee, 6 for David Gerber, and 4 for Chase Stengel to wrap things up for Ottawa, or for the Garraway Pirates today. We'll get hopefully get some comments here from Titan coach Josh Leslie.
Well, he's in demand. He's in demand. Everybody wants a piece of the head coach. And Josh Leslie in demand. Maybe we'll get Tyson McLaughlin for a while if we can do that.
Also can do that. And the Titans, again, victorious here in the Division III state final. They win by a final score, 62-44 on the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard here today. We'll take our final timeout here on the Lima Memorial Health Systems postgame show. When we come back, we've got your postgame awards. We'll talk to some of the Titan coaching staff and a whole lot more on the way on 106.3 The Fox.
The Titans play here on 106.3 The Fox.
Welcome back to the Lima Memorial Health Systems postgame show here on 106.3 The Fox. Doug Jenkins, Butch Lammers, we're joined now by Tyson McLaughlin, the varsity assistant coach for Ottawa-Glandorf. And coming home with some state title hardware, you got to be on top of the world right now.
Yeah, you know, it's something that you can only dream about. And these guys have worked so hard for so long. And, you know, the countless hours that these guys have put in, it's very rewarding for these guys.
I tell you what, here's the question, Butch, and I've been asked pretty much since the regional final win is, did you see this team at the state midway through the season 2 months ago? All right, questions to you. Did you see this happening?
We knew if we could get out of the district, we had a great chance. And, you know, we have a lot of confidence in our guys. And, you know, the one thing you can't measure is somebody's heart. And these guys, you know, from day one, even when times are bad, they really played hard. And, they've done everything that we've asked. And, you know, this is just the icing on the cake.
There you go. It's got to be good to your final time on the floor for these seniors. They get to hear Queen and We Are the Champions is on their way out, huh?
I mean, it about breaks tears to your eyes. These guys have worked so hard. And just to see the smiles on the face and to enjoy with everybody, it's special.
All right, we'll let you go, team photo. Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Pass it along from us here at 106.3. As Tyson McLaughlin heads back out for the team photo, Ottawa-Glandorf once again the state champions in Division III, and I just can't stop saying that much. It just sounds so good.
It sounds so good. Feels so good. Obviously, Coach McLaughlin excited. and just carry that times 10 to his players, these young guys. They're going to, here's an amazing piece of information. Three of these fellas have to get on the bus tonight at about 11 o'clock. Seniors are taking off for New York City of their senior class trip. And Meyer and Bellman and Puttis are all on that bus. And how are they supposed to sleep tonight? They may sleep real well. Once the initial euphoria kind of goes away, they may just crash from exhaustion.
They'll have about an hour and a half to celebrate once they get back to Ottawa tonight. A celebration ceremony going to be held at the Supreme Court at 9:30 tonight. A welcome home ceremony. So Titan fans, line up, get there to the Supreme Court, and welcome home your state champion Titans.
Well, they're going to be pressed to get back by 9:30, but as soon as they can get back, have their little parade through town. You know how well the town supports them. The fire department's giving their little run through. They'll be back, and then they'll get to the gym as soon as they can after 9:30 for that well-deserved round of applause by the community and the neighboring communities. And it's amazing. If you haven't been there, Doug, the neighboring towns bring the fire trucks out and escort them through, and they all come together at the Robert J. Hermiller Gymnasium for a little celebration, and it's well-deserved.
Absolutely. Titans victorious 62-44. Let's get into our post-game awards now here, as we'll start off first with our Graf Chevrolet OnStar call of the game. Several big plays for the Titans tonight, but the call Titan fans will be wanting to listen to for quite some time happens to sound a lot like this. Gerber will dish it back. Here comes a three from Cotton. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rose Rock with the rebound. Outlet down the floor to Josh Johnson. 4 seconds left. They'll hold on to the ball. The Titans have won the Division III State Boys Basketball title by a final score of 62-44 on the Cormorant Ottawa scoreboard. Your boys are coming home to Putnam County with another state tournament trophy, a first-place trophy in Division III. And the feeling of a lifetime for these young men on this Titan basketball team. There you go, your call of the game. Finally, one last order of business here for us here in Columbus. Your Fawcett, Lehman, Record, Grange Insurance player of the game. The usual suspects for the Titans coming to play tonight. It's coming up with big game opportunities. Taylor Coleman, Justin Shoemaker, all the guys having big nights. But Jake Meyer coming off the bench and leading the way.
Oh, big game again. Two nights down here. I'm sure he's a sure first team, all tournament team, as is Shoemaker. You throw those two on. Supporting cast all around, but those two guys stepped up big, and what a way to go out as a senior.
There you go. Jake Meyer again, your Fawcett Lehman Record Grange Insurance player of the game. Well, it's a great pleasure for us to be able to sign off one last time in the 07-08 basketball season and tell you that your Titans are the state champions in Division III, and it's been one heck of a year.
It's a great year. You know, we had the down moments here and there, but it's been a great run, and now the community will really embrace this team forever, and it was just great to hear and great to see, and we had the privilege of calling the games 28 times this year, and you know, it's been a pleasure to work alongside of you, Doug, all year, and I think we peaked. What else is there to do? We'll wait till next November, I guess.
There you go. The Titans finished the season 23-5 on the year. Butch, it's always a pleasure working with you and doing the games. And it's our pleasure to bring Ottawa Glandorf High School Sports back to you at home on 106.3 The Fox. That is going to do it for us today at the Schottenstein Center. We appreciate you listening. For Dave Woodward back in the studio, Butch Lommers with me courtside. I'm Doug Jenkins. Titan fans, once again, your boys coming home, Division III state champions. Thanks for listening. Have a safe trip, and we'll see you next time on 106.3 The Fox.